بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، إن حديث شريف have been encouraged that in the month of Ramadan there are four things we have to do abundantly. Two are things that we have to recite in abundance. One is La ilaha illallah, and the other is istighfar. And then the other two things are asking Allah Ta'ala for Jannat and seeking refuge from Jahannam. The importance of this can be very well understood, that in the month of Ramadan, which is such a special time, and Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that you need to do this in abundance. So now out of these four things, the one aspect was istighfar. And this is an extremely great bounty that we have been blessed with. Allah Ta'ala opened the door of istighfar for us to seek His forgiveness. And in that manner gain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, gain His blessings. So regarding this istighfar, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Man lazima al-istighfar. Lazima, the one who attaches himself, meaning he abundantly engages in istighfar. Not in just once in a while, once in a blue moon kind of story. He is engaging in istighfar abundantly. So this abundance of istighfar, what it will bring. So the hadith sharif goes on further, that man lazim al istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Allah will grant him a solution to every problem. Now we have a very long list of problems. Every person has his own issues that he's grappling with, that he's dealing with. And we are often looking for solutions in everything else, but where we will get it best. And there is no better place to take it from than get it from Allah Ta'ala directly. What can be better than that? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every problem Allah will grant him a solution. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمِّن فَرَجًا. And will give him relief from every grief. And then the third aspect, وَرَزَقَهُ مِن حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will grant him rizq from sources he cannot imagine. He cannot even think about. Because Allah is the provider. All the treasures are in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So this is all in istighfar, deep-hearted istighfar, sincere seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The different formulas of istighfar that are in the hadith sharif. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sometimes, the sahaba say, in one sitting, one gathering of the sahaba, they would count more than 100 times istighfar. So in other words, in the course of discussing something, in the course of advising the sahaba, every now and again in between there was some istighfar, they would count more than 100. The Ma'asum Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, in one sitting, one gathering, more than 100 times istighfar. So how much istighfar we need to be making? The very important aspect nevertheless to bear in mind, that all these very great virtues that are mentioned in many ahadith about various amal, but this is on the foundation of staying away from haram. That we make tawbah from that, and now we engage in these amal, then we will see the benefit and the bounty of it. Otherwise, it's like a person, he's got some very, very effective medication for knocking out a cold. So now he's taking that medication, but at the same time, he's having it with ice cold water. So now that medication has its effect, but the ice cold water is going to neutralize it. In fact, it will negate it. Now he's not fulfilling the requirement for this to be effective, that he avoids what is going to be harmful to him. So likewise, sins are the antidote of all this. So to make tawbah from all the sins and engage abundantly in istighfar, and especially this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have been emphasized upon to make istighfar abundantly. So all our moments in between, we can be waiting for salah to start. Sometimes we're just sitting and passing the time, waiting for the salah to commence. That is the time to engage in istighfar, engage in durood sharif, engage in some other amal. All this will be a great benefit to us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.